Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Gordon Gunderson, head coach of the Red Hawks, the Hiawatha boys, with a couple wins here since last time we spoke. Five wins on the season, and two of them now in the Big 7 League. Coach, your team playing better basketball, and wins resulting. You knocked off Royal Valley 50-47 last Friday, and then last night followed up with a victory against Perry LeCompton 51-44. What's been the biggest difference here in your team being able to notch the last two victories?
Well, honestly, I think it's down the stretch where we're doing things to maintain the ball and not turning it over and not doing some of the silly things we did earlier in the year to give the games away. And, you know, the kids are still playing hard, and we're hitting some foul shots down the stretch. And so I think the biggest thing is we're just taking care of the ball better and understanding what we need to do to win some games.
Also, it looks like your seniors kind of stepped up. I saw Campbell, Wintersheed, Drake, they all scored in double digits last night, and Cooper had a huge game against Royal Valley, exerting himself with some size. You feel like your seniors are kind of seeing the end inside and kicking it maybe into a new gear a little bit?
Well, I hope that's the case. Yeah, they've been playing well. I mean, Cooper played very well on the offensive end against Royal Valley, hitting some shots from the perimeter and also inside, and Madison's been the last four or five games picked it up with his outside shot, and Drake's doing a much better job taking care of the ball and leading us with assists, and also last night scoring the ball. So, yeah, those three seniors have definitely stepped up these last few games, and it's definitely helping us.
Hopefully they can for two more here to end the regular season. Kind of nice you get two home games, Santa Fe Trail on Friday and then Nemaha Valley on Tuesday. You certainly know you can compete with both these teams, and going in now off a couple wins, I'm sure you're just kind of hoping to keep the momentum rolling and get off to a good start on Friday. I'm sure that would help against the Chargers.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Santa Fe is going to come in from a long bus ride. Hopefully we can possibly jump on them early, but, you know, you never know what the case is going to be. But, yeah, I think with the momentum we've got with these last two wins, hopefully that'll carry over to Friday and we'll come out aggressively and play smart and take care of the ball and, you know, hopefully do some things that'll help us be successful.
I guess it's all about building towards sub-state, and oftentimes when you look back at a season, it's what you accomplished at the end of it, not at the beginning. And as we get closer here to sub-state, you talk about seniors stepping up and the team just playing more confident and better. I guess how pleased are you with them just for kind of sticking through it? Because there's been a lot of tough losses this year, some tough times, but it seems like, I mean, they could have thrown in the towel. They certainly haven't done that.
Yeah, definitely, and that's things we've talked about. I mean, we've been in most of our games we've played, we've been in there, and we've just done some things down the stretch as far as turning the ball over that have hurt us. And, you know, we talked about that. We're really not worried about the league record right now. We're trying to get, you know, to a decent seeding for sub-state and looking forward to that, and hopefully we're playing our best basketball now, and it seems that we are, and you know, hopefully that'll carry over into the first round when we go to sub-state.
No doubt. Best of luck in the final two home games here of the regular season, Coach. We'll talk more about sub-state next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Gordon Gunderson, head coach of the Hawks on the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care and Tire and by Dennis Lennon at State Farm Insurance.